This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptists and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to this episode of the Insight Podcast presented by Oklahoma Baptists. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. We hope you will join us for each episode this season of the Insight Podcast, where we're going to be talking to authors, pastors, missionaries, musicians, and others as we talk about what God is doing to advance the gospel here in Oklahoma and around the world. In today's episode, we have a special guest, one who will be at a concert coming here to Oklahoma on February 4th. The Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour will feature We Are Messengers, and the lead singer of We Are Messengers joins us now, Darren Mulligan. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Well, you and your wife have an amazing testimony that I think a lot of people can relate to, and you've shared your story in various places, but I was hoping for our listeners here, you could relate to what God did in your life.
Yeah. Well, very briefly, you know, I grew up in a Roman Catholic home in Ireland. Incredible family. Like, I love my family. They were so, so wonderful to us. We didn't have much, you know, we were very poor. And as the years went on, the religion that I'd grown up in, you know, it was a very traditional form of religion without the power of God, without the love of God, without the excitement of God. And so I eventually turned to agnosticism, then atheism in my late teens. And I had started dating this girl called Heidi. And I left her to come to America in 2003 to play in a heavy metal band. And at that point, my life kind of was spiraled in towards just terrible behaviors, you know, inappropriate sexual relationships, adultery, violence, drunkenness, blaspheming. I was just living a life that honestly dishonored the upbringing I had, because I was taught what was good and what was right. But being taught what is good and what is right is not enough to keep a man from his sinful desires, you know. And so, long story short, when I was in America at that time, my girlfriend Heidi fell in love with Jesus and had a radical conversion. And he healed her of anorexia and depression and completely changed her life. And when I came back to live in Ireland with her, I asked her to marry me. And I thought she would leave me. In fact, the church that she had found and that had led her to Christ told her to leave me because they said that we would be unequally yoked. And I understand the scripture that's based upon. But my girlfriend had incredible faith in Jesus and incredible mercy. And so she said yes to me. And I watched how she lived and the change in her life. And 3 weeks before we got married, I sat in a tiny little church in Monaghan in Ireland, and I just trembled before the Lord. I knew he was real. I knew I was a sinner, that I was condemned without the grace, without accepting Christ as my Lord and Savior. And so I turned to him, and that was, yeah, we got married 3 weeks later. Then everything changed. We fell in love with the Word. We fell in love with our communities, with sharing the love of Christ. Started writing little songs, and somehow along the line, we got offered a record deal in Nashville, and we just see this as the continuation of a radical salvation experience we both had with Jesus Christ about 11 years ago.
Thank you for sharing that. The change God did in your heart shines through in your music and your lyrics. Thinking about your band name, We Are Messengers, I think about the verse John 13:16, where Jesus said, "A messenger is not greater than the one who sends him." And what is the story or idea behind the We Are Messengers name, Darren?
Yeah, well, essentially it's just that, you know, we overcome the enemy by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And I believe that the stories of our lives are worth telling. And so we're not a traditional congregational worship band, you know. It's not particularly what we write songs for. We write songs about human beings, about our life, about how we have encountered the goodness of God and how he is at work in the dust and the dirt and in the ordinary lives that we live. And so our goal is to demonstrate the goodness of God through our music and through the words that we speak. And so we believe that that testimony is the message of our lives and the saving work of Jesus Christ. We also believe the scriptures to be true, that how sweet are the feet of the messengers who carry the good news of Jesus. And that's what we want to be known as. We want to be known as people who carry the good news with us. Wherever we go, whether that be on stage or backstage with security guards or in a coffee shop, we don't want to be two different people on and off stage. And so we want this message to permeate not just our music, but our lives. You know, that God is good, that Christ has died, that he is risen, and that he is fully able to save us to the uttermost. So yeah, that's the message we proclaim. We just try and do it, I guess, in a different way to a lot of artists in the industry, because we really focus on reaching the outsider and the marginalized and those in contemporary society who maybe think of the church as being irrelevant or unsavory. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Amen to that. Your song, Maybe It's Okay, seemed to just resonate at such a deep level with people and was so well received. Could you talk about the impact of that song and maybe a little bit the thoughts behind it?
Yeah, it's incredible to stand in front of an audience of hundreds or thousands of people each night and watch them sing that song back with the rest of the songs too. It's amazing how songs that you write from a very personal place deeply impact people, and then those people take ownership of that song and you watch it transform them. And we've had so many testimonies of people who have, you know, for the first time been able to share their stories of depression or anxiety or suicidal tendencies or bipolar disorder. And really that was the goal, that we would destigmatize people who struggle with mental health issues within and without the church. For so often you will see people coming to shows and they will say, oh, I have depression. And when I told my pastor or my peers this, they told me I wasn't praying enough or reading enough. And that kind of thing is so frustrating, because essentially what we're doing is we're loading more guilt and more shame on people who are really struggling. And I have struggled with mental health, and I have people around me who have too. And what I realized was this, is that Christ doesn't push us away because we are struggling with mental health issues. And in fact, it's the opposite. He draws near. But until people are able to be honest and to say those things out loud, they're going to be trapped and they cannot find help there. So Maybe It's Okay is designed to let people say, I'm not okay, I need help. And when they say that, our goal shouldn't be to throw scripture at them. Our goal should be to help them find medical help, to help them find good Christian counseling, to stay with them, to love them as Christ would. And as soon as they're healthy, to start walking them towards community away from isolation through the scriptures and through the power of Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you. I understand you have a full album coming out later this spring and the two singles, Love and Home. Could you talk about some of that music, Darren?
Yeah, just really excited about the new record. It's a really honest record from us, and it's very eclectic. So every song is very different. There's lots of like some big old rock songs on there, and then there's a love song for my wife. There's a song called Home, which just talks about my longing to understand that I'm not just a citizen of Ireland or of America, but that I'm a citizen of heaven, first and foremost. Mm. There are love songs. There's a song called Love there, which just the Lord just reminded me that he'll never leave or forsake me. So all of our songs are soaked in the scriptures. Like even Power, that first single, you know, that we released, you know, it's soaked in the scriptures, but we write the songs in a way that the average human on the street who has not been exposed to the Bible or is biblically illiterate, that they can hear something of the truth of God's word. That, because I know this, right? I know that faith comes by hearing and hearing through the word of God. But it's not enough just to sing songs that blatantly quote scripture, because they're going to fall on deaf ears. So we use our music and this new record, we're using that to invite people into a conversation about God. You know, just to be a starting place for them to come and go, oh, you mean I can come to this table too? I can eat at this table, a messy, broken human being like me? And the answer is yes. Because Christ, if you read the Gospels, he is for the marginalized, for the outcast, for the broken, for those on the fringes of society. They're his people because they know they're messy. They know they're sick and they need a doctor. And we know that. And so we're for those people too. And that's what we write. That's who we write our songs for. Not those who think they have no need for a great physician, but those who know something is desperately awry in their hearts and have a hunger to find out more about this Jesus.
Amen. Well, you'll be coming to Oklahoma February 4th here at the Chesapeake Energy Arena. Toby Mack and a whole lineup and others, and we're very excited. My own daughter actually will be at the concert, and I was talking with her the other day about poetry and music and how God just moves in our hearts. What is something that's blessed your heart that you've seen God do through your music and your lyrics as you and your band minister?
Yeah, well, some of them are extraordinary things. Like, some of them are the miraculous. You know, we've got to witness. I've got to hold people by the hand as they've come out of wheelchairs and walked. You know, I've got to see blind people recover their sight. And that's strange because we're not your typical worship band. So we're not like a Bethel or a Hillsong where you go expecting these miraculous things, you know. We're just a band, a rowdy, raucous rock band singing about the love of God. But the Holy Spirit is just as rich in that arena as he is in any other form. You know, God is with us where two or three are gathered, you know. So I think we need to be careful when we term what is worship and what isn't worship. Anything that is honorable, anything that glorifies the Father, I believe is worship. So long story short, the miraculous is healings. But the thing that still excites me more than anything is watch people change. So here's a story. This was super cool. So we played a show, I can't even remember what city. It might have been South Carolina. A few years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago, we were just starting out at the time, and a woman came up in the signing line after the show, and there was nothing particularly remarkable about her. I didn't know anything about her story, but the Lord put it on my heart to pray for her, and I just prayed that her womb would be filled and that the name of the child would be Joy, right? And I thought no more of it. We said goodbye. You know, she left. We went about our business. Anyway, last year, about 18 months ago, we went back to the same place, and this lady turns up on the line again, and I recognized her. And there was this little kid. She was holding this little kid's hand. And so I said, "Who is this?" And it was the same lady. And she said, "This is Joy." And I said, "Wow." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "This is Joy." She said, "What you didn't realize was that when you prayed for me, I was actually a prostitute. And I had just fallen pregnant to a child, and so he's Joy."
Powerful.
Now, you know what I mean? And our religious sensibilities are pricked when we hear that, because the word, even the word prostitute, kind of, you know, makes us feel a little bit uncomfortable. But you got to remember that these are the folks that Jesus is all in on, you know?
Yes.
And she had the courage to call her little boy Joy, because some random Irishman happened to pray some random prayer embarrassingly, hoping and groping in the dark that maybe he had just heard Holy Spirit speak. And it turns out I did.
Amen.
So be courageous with your words. Be careful too. Don't be reckless. Don't be giving advice where we don't need to give advice. Don't be throwing it around because you think you're wise. Like, learn to shut your mouth at the appropriate time and learn to open your mouth at the appropriate time. And you can only do that through reading the scriptures and through living a life that is devoted to God.
Amen. That's a good word. Well, God is certainly using you and your testimony and your music and your group to just bless so many. We're so thankful you'll be coming here to Oklahoma. Thank you for coming on the podcast today, Darren Mulligan with We Are Messengers. God bless you, and thank you again.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Blessings.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by a cooperative program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.